أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم آتينا موسى الكتاب تماما على الذي أحسن وتفصيلا لكل شيء وهدى ورحمة لعلهم بلقاء ربهم يؤمنون. We begin the discussion from ayat number 155 going on to the next few ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after discussing these 10 aspects, some of them commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of them prohibitions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concluded that this Quran, this deen of Allah ta'ala, the way of life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the straight path, it is the path that is quickest that one can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes the revelation of the Torah and the kitab that was revealed to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah said, Thumma atina Musa al-kitaba tamaman. Then we had given the kitab to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. One description that Allah ta'ala describes the Torah as tamaman. Tamaman means something that is complete. Complete of what? Complete with the bounties and favors of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Alalladhi ahsan, upon that person that does his best. Does his best insofar as the amal, insofar as the akhlaq, insofar as the iman of deen is concerned. That a person has full iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat. The person had complete and beautiful akhlaq that Allah Ta'ala had described at that particular time, and then his deeds were according to Allah Ta'ala in the time that Allah Ta'ala had commanded them, then this kitab, that is the Torah, will be a complete bounty upon that individual. وَتَفْصِيلًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, and it was an explanation of all things. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had left nothing unexplained for the Yahud. Allah ta'ala revealed all the explanations to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Wahudan, at that time the Torah was a guide for the people that had been following Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam and brought iman in Allah ta'ala and Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Wa rahmatan, it was a means of rahmah. The rahmah of Allah Ta'ala in this world, the rahmah of Allah Ta'ala in the qabr, the rahmah of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in the hereafter. لَعَلَّهُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ. All of this was done. There was one objective, so that they bring iman in the liqa of Allah. They bring iman in the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And this is also one of the objectives of the Quran Sharif, the tawheed of Allah, the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and bringing iman in the day of Qiyamah and the meeting with Allah ta'ala and the entire akhirah. Now Allah ta'ala speaks about the Quran. Allah says, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ, that this kitab that we revealed, the Quran Sharif, we had revealed it mubarak, it is blessed. The words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who can doubt in the blessing of the words of Allah Rabbul Izzat? Those that memorize it, those that recite it, those that practice upon it, those that propagate and preach it and make whatever effort of this Quran, they will also become mubarak, they will also be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala says, فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, don't believe only that the Qur'an is Mubarak and you stop there. Now follow this Qur'an. The hukam of Allah Ta'ala, the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, insofar as the aqidah is concerned, the belief that the Qur'an propagates, the iman and the ikhlas that Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us in the Qur'an Sharif, then insofar as our akhlaq, our character is concerned, and of course, our amal and our deeds. وَاتَّقُوا, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, become conscious of Allah Rabbul Izzat, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that you will be, mercy will be showered upon you, and again in this dunya, insofar as qabr and akhirat is concerned. أَن تَقُولُوا إِنَّمَا أُنزِلَ الْكِتَابُ عَلَى طَائِفَتَيْنِ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. Lest you say, and Allah Ta'ala's address here is to the Quraysh of Makkah, we send this Quran, and one of the reasons why we send this Quran is that you should never have the excuse, O people of Makkah, إِنَّمَا أُنزِلَ الْكِتَابُ عَلَىٰ طَائِفَتَيْنِ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا, that certainly the Kitab was revealed to the two groups before us, in other words, the Yahud and the Nasara. They will not have this excuse that we never ever had a Kitab. وَإِن كُنَّا عَنْ دِرَاسَتِهِمْ لَغَافِلِينَ, and certainly we had been ghafil, we had been ignorant of whatever the teachings of the kitabs of the past were. Now this is a very, very important lesson that we as Muslims learn. That the Yahud, they had the Torah, the Nasara, they had the Injil, they lived in Arabia. Like for example, we found an abundance of Yahud in Medina Munawwara. We found Christians in the vicinity of Makkah Mukarrama. But one thing that they didn't do was they never propagated the Kitab. Some of them, like Waraqa bin Nawfal, had translated a bit in Arabic, but they never ever gave da'wat of their deen to the pagans of Makkah, the pagans of Arabia, and hence they did not accept either Christianity or either Judaism, and they remained the way they was. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that very, very important message that this is not my Quran, this is not your Quran, it is hudal lin nas, it is a hidayat for the whole of mankind. This Quran belongs to everyone, and it is our responsibility to transmit and disseminate the message of the Quran Sharif to each and every individual that we can. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوْ تَقُولُوا لَوْ أَنَّا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْكِتَابِ, or they would say that if a kitab was revealed upon us, that is the Quraysh of Makkah, lakunna ahda minhum, we would have been more guided than them. But what happened? The Quran had come. Did they accept the Quran? فَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, certainly the clear sign had come to you from your Rabb. Allah Ta'ala didn't only send you the Kitab, Allah didn't only send you the revelation, Allah Ta'ala sent to you Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the Quran, and he was this explanatory note of the Quran Sharif. Every aspect of the Quran had been in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the Quran in itself. Wahudan wa rahma, and this Quran obviously is a means of hidayat, it is a means of rahma. But then what had happened? فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, then who can be a greater wrongdoer than that person that denied the verses of Allah Ta'ala, وَصَدَفَ عَنْهَا, and they stopped others also from accepting the verses of Allah. So they had the excuse that those people got kitab, we didn't. But when the Quran came down, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam came down, they hadn't accepted it. Allah Ta'ala concludes, سَنَجْزِي الَّذِينَ يَصْدِفُونَ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ, then we will recompense those people who stopped others from the Kitab of Allah, from the verses of Allah, an evil punishment, بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْدِفُونَ, because of what they had done by turning others away from the Kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.